This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio. I'm Tim. Ed and JJ are out today, so Jim, say hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
And Wesley, say hello, Wesley.
Hello, Wesley.
Are filling in. They're substituting. They're helping us out here, lending a helping hand during Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're live video streaming the show at our Today's Issues Facebook page. If you'd like to go and watch and or comment on the program there, we appreciate everybody who's commenting on the show. And even though, you know, some of you felt the need to correct me, it's okay. I can handle that. And you were right, actually.
And there's no bitterness.
I must say they were right.
I'm proud of that, Tim.
Somebody pointed out that I said prune and plum were both fruits that started with the letter
P, as if they're separate.
When they're the same thing.
They're the same thing. One's dried out.
Plum, prune. I guess they're the same thing. All right.
Well, thank you, Kesha Kemp, yeah. Dora, and all those, Larry Brown, all those that are on Facebook Live following us there. We got a couple right here says, we are watching y'all from Hamilton, Alabama.
Okay.
Hope y'all are having a beautiful day. It is beautiful here for sure.
And Hamilton, Alabama is not too far from where we sit. Let's go back to our caller.
Okay, sir. Lane from South Carolina. Welcome back. You had a question for us?
Yes, sir, I did. I'm actually stationed in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm in the Navy.
Oh,
I
wow.
don't know how well-versed you guys are in Navy history or whatnot, so I was going to leave it up to y'all. I have an easy question and a hard question.
Oh, give us the easy question.
For sure.
I'll speak for the team.
Hold on a second. Lane, hold on just a second. Let me coach Jim just a little bit.
Oh,
Jim,
sorry.
I'm not correcting you.
Okay.
Hold on, Lane. Just act like you're not. Just
yes, sir.
Talk amongst yourselves. in the future.
Yes, sir.
He said to us, I have an easy question and a hard question.
Right.
True? So if you say to him, I'll take the easy question.
Right.
Then if you don't answer it, you look like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know how we look when we take the hard questions.
Well, I'd rather fail at a hard question than him tell us we got an easy question.
And then still fail.
Yes.
These are just the conversations you have when you're new.
Right. You see the strategy here?
Right. I'm with you. Yes,
okay,
sir.
It's all about public relations.
Gotcha.
Cup half full, calf empty.
Anyway, Lane, go ahead with your difficult question for us here.
All right. Okay, the difficult question was, what is the first submarine?
What was
the name of it?
What was the first submarine?
Wait. Hold up. Clarification. Are you going back to the Civil War, or are you just talking about in the modern era?
You're right. You're on the right track. I'm not going to say. You just say the answer that you're thinking. That's it.
Hey, Jim, he said first.
He did say first.
He didn't say
sir.
First in the modern era.
No, he said first, we were on the right track.
I think you're on the right track with your Civil War.
With the Civil War.
The one that sank off the coast of Charleston.
Yes.
Huh? I think that was the one.
But I
can't remember the name of it.
Charleston the First.
No.
No, it was.
I think you're thinking about Kings or something.
Oh, my God.
Lane, we don't know the name of it, but I'm thinking it's that one that was sunk off the coast of Charleston.
Monument? I don't know.
Go ahead, Lane.
It was called the Turtle.
The Turtle.
Was that the one I'm thinking about, though?
It is. During the Civil War, that was the first one that they ever attempted, and after that they got better at it, but it did sink
in Charleston.
Yes, it was off the coast of South Carolina somewhere where it sank.
How many people could be in there?
Wasn't it just a two?
I can't
man?
Remember if it was one or two.
I think it was two.
One or two.
Okay. I would like to see the face of the guy who they tried to talk into doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want me to do what now?
Just so you know, the easy first question was, what's the nickname for the commanding officer on a ship?
Skipper.
That's it.
Skipper, okay.
See?
Quick.
Quick,
Jim.
All right. We got halfway on the hard question, nailed the easy question. Let's take the win.
All right. Thank you, Lane. God bless you, brother.
Thank you for everything you do.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Very kind. God bless.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Trivia Friday on AFR. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. What we're going to do right now is repeat our questions that have gone unanswered, and this will be the last time.
And don't forget, if you hear this sound, because we have not heard that sound yet.
Then if you answer the sound with the cowbell, then we'll get you'll get a free Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday t-shirt.
By the way, you can get your Trivia Friday t-shirt. Jim is donning one today.
I
should be. But a Trivia Friday t-shirt, you can get it for $15 at our website, afastore.net, afastore.net.
Good-looking shirt. I mean, it's own Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's right. Learning University, Trivia Friday. Get it at afr.net for $15. You just can't.
AFAstore.net.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, AFAstore.net. So we're going to repeat our questions that have not been answered, and then this will be the last time we do that for this show. Go ahead.
In which sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used? And who was Blues from Blue's Clues' best friend?
My questions, this is Wesley. What nation produces two-thirds of the world's vanilla? Which nation produces two-thirds of the world's vanilla? And what's the top-end speed of a bumblebee? You still don't like that question. I can see you looking at me.
Well, no, I don't have a problem with the question. I have a problem with you restricting them to the exact mile per hour, because that's impossible to answer. But, hey, I'm not going to, you know.
There's no judgment.
You're my son, but you have to learn on your own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't. It's better that you learn on your own. And that way, next time, you'll consider that. All right.
There'll be mercy and grace.
So is it better to say, then, what would be the difference in me asking the question, what's the top-end speed of a cheetah, just a roundabout?
No, I would say give them within a 5 or 10 mile an hour range.
So a little mercy.
There could be a chance. But, hey, you know, if you want to stick with that, you go right ahead. What is the largest planet in our solar system? That's my question. What is the largest planet? The largest planet in our solar system.
Have one left?
Well, we only got 13 minutes here.
I understand. I'm just asking.
That's true.
That's how many you have had answered. You're blowing it up today.
Right.
Kevin from Tennessee, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues.
Greetings, brothers. Hey, I'm going to try to answer the B question, like I told your call answerer lady person there. I'm not getting you on the radio, and I'm just dying to know the answer to this, so I'm going to take a stab at it. I can answer some other ones, but I don't know if you got sunspots going on today or somebody's walking on you on purpose, but anyhow, and I've got a question for you after this, but I'm going to repeat your B question.
What is the top end speed of a honeybee?
I'm going to guess 60 miles an hour.
A top end speed for a honeybee? No. The answer is not that is not correct.
What you heard there, Kevin, was
That's it. That's what you heard. Now the call
within 5 or 10 miles?
Well, no, here's the thing. If any of those that were listening to the previous guest, which was 20, that's much, much closer than 60.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's my question for you. Now, this is a moving target, so...
Hold on one second, Kevin. I got to ask you. Where are you originally from?
Oh, gosh. All over, but most of my time was spent in Texas and Arkansas.
Okay, well, see, you said Ewens, and around here we say y'all.
Good observation.
You passing judgment on Clark?
No judgment, just a question. Kevin.
We're a national radio network, right?
Yep. So that's why I was asking.
I picked that up in Arkansas, I guess.
Well, Arkansas, Missouri, they use that expression.
Do they?
Yeah, Missouri, I know they do.
All right. My apologies, Kevin. Yeah. Carry on with your question.
Back in our day, not the boys' day, but in our day, how much water, and I've been trying to get in since the 4th of July. This is my 4th of July question since corn is big thing in 4th of July. How much water does it take to raise one stalk of corn through a season? And they've come down on it now, but this is what it used to be.
How much rain for one stalk of corn? Was that the
how much water?
Yeah. If you had a stalk of corn growing in a pot in a season, how much water would you end up pouring into the pot?
Can we guess in inches, or do we have to guess in gallons or pounds?
Gallons.
Gallons.
Want me to make it a multiple choice?
Yes. No, that'd
be too easy.
That'd be too easy, and we're up for the challenge.
We're going to guess outright. I'm going to go with 8 gallons. Dad, go.
I have no
way
idea.
Way too low.
I'm going to go 27.
Keep going.
Wow.
Dad?
How about you tell us?
Dad, guess 42.
42 gallons of water, Clark.
It might be down to 42 now because they're coming out with these drought-resistant stuff and whatnot. But back in the 60s, back in the day when my grandparents grew corn, it was 50 gallons of water per stalk.
My goodness.
Golly. Man, that's insane.
Think of Iowa. Iowa's pretty swampy. They get a lot of rain.
Yeah. Well, corn ought to taste better, given you got to have 50.
You know, also, corn's one of the most difficult crops to grow, too. I mean, it takes all kind of fertilizer. I know that firsthand. Yeah. I've tried growing corn, and it is difficult.
But it is tasty.
Yes.
All right, Kevin, good.
Sweet corn's better.
Yeah. Good. Is that true? Go ahead.
Check with your engineers and see why I can't get you. I don't know. I've got an old analog radio, I have a bad antenna.
Where are you calling from?
I'm about halfway between Nashville and Jackson, Tennessee.
All right.
Out in the woods here.
Which state, where on the dial do you get us?
The
90.
Yeah, 90.3 is
okay.
We'll check on that
for you. That's why we wanted to know. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Today's Issues. You can also send us an email. Kevin could, too, at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Back to the phones.
Here we go. We're going to talk to Clark, calling from Illinois. Clark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Doing well, Clark. Thanks for calling, buddy. Appreciate it.
Cool. So, stale fish and mule kick.
Yes, sir. In which sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used?
Snowboarding.
That is absolutely right.
Woo-hoo! How did you know that, Clark?
I actually had to Google it.
At least he's honest.
What are the two words again, Jim?
Stale fish and mule kick.
Okay.
I know a mule kick, I can make an educated guess here that it's going to be some type of move.
Holding any information back, brother.
Stale fish. I thought that's what you said.
It was.
Stale fish and mule kick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think they also were a good bluegrass band back in the...
They could have been.
Back in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash started with them. A lot of people don't know that.
That would have been my next trivia question.
That's
thanks,
right.
Dad.
Clark, did you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. So it's to play off of Tim's question of the fruit that were named with the letter P.
Yes,
I'm already giving you a hint, okay? So of the ones that either Tim or the young boy named, one of them is listed as an astringent fruit. Now, I would like you to name which one that is, one, and then number two, why is it called an astringent fruit?
How do you spell that word you're using?
Astringent, A-S-T-R-I-N-G-E-N-T.
What is the meaning of that word?
Well, that's part of the point. If you understand that, then
it's a bit acidic. It's a bit
arsid,
and I'm going to go with pomegranate because it's a very strong, powerful fruit, and I'm probably wrong.
I'm going with you, Jim. I have no idea. I'm going with Jim.
You're going to kick yourselves, guys.
Wesley, do you have any thoughts on this? Did you study this in college or?
No.
Because you have a business degree. Y'all didn't study this?
No, sir. We didn't study this.
Okay.
I'm going to have to lean on Jim on this
one. Okay. Jim, go ahead. We're going to go with Jim. Pomegranate.
Okay. Well, you're wrong.
Okay. We can take that. Yep. Go ahead.
It's persimmon.
Persimmon.
Now, what's a persimmon? Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked that because what a persimmon is something, first of all, it's a fruit that you guys should be eating.
Okay.
It's in your area. It's in the South.
Okay.
There is another, and what it is, it's a fruit that you cannot pull off the tree because it's astringent until it falls. And then when it falls, there is a chemical change that happens in the fruit that allows it to fall, and then it's sweet.
Huh.
And so they call it an astringent fruit. And then the Japanese have created a non-astringent one where you can actually pull off the tree, but it's not hardy up in the Illinois area at all. So,
wow, that's, you know, that's interesting. A persimmon, you know, I was just trying to read about that while you were talking about that. That's very interesting about the persimmon. It looks like a tomato.
It is, but it's got a very, very sweet flavor to it. My favorite thing to make with it, which I got a recipe back when I was in Vienna, was persimmon pudding, and it is phenomenal, especially warm with either whipped cream or a dollop of ice cream on it.
Hey, brother.
I'm for it.
Great call. Thank you for calling. And, Clark, thank you, brother. You have a great weekend.
Take care. Drew from Tennessee, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. What's up, Drew?
Gas prices.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Where are you calling from in Tennessee?
Bolivar, Tennessee.
Bolivar. Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I was going to answer the question about the fruit, but, I mean, y'all missed out on passion fruit, pluots, and pink grapefruit.
You had some other pink grapefruit, and what else did you say?
Pluot. You ever had a pluot?
I did, but I took antibiotics for it, and I got over it.
What do you say?
A pluot. It's a scientifically genetic, I guess, mix. It's a plum and an apricot.
Is he saying pluot with an L?
Yeah, that's interesting. Can you get it at the grocery store?
Yeah, you can get them at Kroger's around here.
Huh.
Walmart has them every now and then.
I've never seen them.
By the way,
who am I talking to here?
You are with Drew from Tennessee.
Drew, let me ask you this. Speaking of things that are are unusual, and maybe this is just because I just noticed it, but there's a new, and I'm being serious about this, there's a new fruit out called a grapple.
Grapple.
I've heard of that.
I'm thinking it's new. I saw it at the grocery store the other day. I like to go get berries.
Well, describe it for us.
Well, it looks like an apple.
Okay.
Real shiny apple.
It tastes like a grape, doesn't it?
Yes, but it tastes like a grape.
Interesting.
It's called a grapple. Check it out. I'm serious.
I'll have to try that. I like apples.
A mix of a grape and an apple, I guess, but it looks like from the apple family. But I'd never seen it before. I had to ask my wife, what in the world is this right here, you know?
Interesting.
Right. I guess I'll answer your question about the largest planet.
Okay, here's the question. It's the only one I have left. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
I'm just going to take a wild guess here. I'm going to say Jupiter.
Jupiter.
All right.
Now listen to this, the little known fact. The mass of Jupiter is about 2.5 that of all the other planets in the solar system combined.
That's huge.
Yes, yes.
Pretty big.
So Jupiter.
I think you can fit several Earths in that little red storm. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, you're correct. Jupiter is a fascinating planet. It's the largest in our solar system by far. Good answer, Drew.
Right, Drew.
Well, on Facebook for those that said that the sun was the largest planet. And the emphasizes on mine, duh, or wrong.
I thought that was Harry Carey.
They're wrong.
Somebody said the sun was the largest planet?
Yes.
Take them out.
Paper planet, my bad.
Block them from our Facebook page. Bless you.
No,
just put them in timeout there for about 6 months.
We're here to educate them.
Okay.
We want to make them better and smarter.
That's right.
Hey, Drew, thanks for calling, brother.
Have a great weekend, brother.
You bet.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm just kidding about blocking dummies.
Blocking?
Don't
That's what you use in football.
Hey, the sun is a star.
Yes.
True?
Yes.
Yes, that's
I know
correct.
That much. Okay. But, you know, I don't want to run any of our listeners off because the guy who said that the sun may be.
And he said, of course, like you
he
idiot.
Said, well, he's saying the sun is a planet, right?
Yes.
That's incorrect.
Right.
We just hope that he learns and grows from this experience.
It's not about the it's not about,
about
the mistake.
Me.
It's about how you respond to the mistake.
Yes, exactly. It's not about Jim. It's about the caller.
That's right.
Wising up.
Yes.
That's what we're saying. All right, go ahead, Jim.
Brian from Mississippi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. How are y'all?
Doing
good,
well.
Good, Brian. Thanks for calling, brother. Where are you calling in the Magnolia State?
Good old Tupelo.
All right.
Backyard.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I was going to answer. Has anybody answered the Blues Clues?
They have not. And
okay.
You are just in time. Who was Blues from Blues Clues' best friend?
Is it Steve?
No.
You better answer because we're out of time.
Give me another one.
Paprika?
Nope.
I don't.
Come on, one more. I believe in you.
Everybody on
it's
Facebook
a color.
Got it
I
right.
believe in you.
Oh yeah, was it the other? What was the little female dog?
Y'all talking now after Barney? Y'all talking between Barney and Paw Patrol?
Oh yeah,
the favorite children's show.
Right.
Okay, what's the answer, Jim? Because we're out of time.
It is Magenta. Magenta.
Magenta.
And
all right,
Brian. That's how close you were.
Right.
To a Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Right.
Sorry.
Wow. What about the cat? What's the cowbell thing?
That
the cowbell thing is when you answer the mystery question correctly, and if you do that, you get a free T-shirt.
Do I get a free T-shirt?
You okay. do, Jim.
All right. Because I paid for this one.
All right. We are out of time. Brian, do you have a question for us?
Let's see. The United States Constitution replaced what other document on March 4th, 1789?
Magna Carta.
Magna Carta. True?
Articles of Confederation.
Articles of Confederation. Good American history question. Thank you, Brian. We're
have
out of time.
Have a great weekend, brother. God bless.
All right, Jim, what do you have that you need to
I
answer?
Am done.
You're out?
That's
you're out?
It.
Okay, what do you got over there, Weston?
I got two. What is a nation? What nation produces two-thirds of the world's vanilla?
I'm going to say Brazil.
You got a guess?
I don't have a guess.
Madagascar.
Okay.
That would have been my guess.
Yes.
I read it in an article the other day.
Vanilla. Exactly. Vanilla's worldwide, so Madagascar got the
two-thirds.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then, of course, the most controversial question of today's issues is, what is the top-end speed of a honeybee?
35 miles an hour.
No. According to TriviaQuestions.com, it is 15 miles an hour. However, One of our listeners here, Luke Wilkinson, says I've been raising bees since 1988, and they're recording at FAST is up to 20 miles an hour. So between 15 and 20.
Is that Luke?
Again, yeah, I know
Wilkinson.
I know that it is faster than I can run.
Does Luke race?
He raises bees since 1988.
Oh, I thought you said he raced bees.
Hey, Luke, we like honey. Just saying.
He doesn't race bees.
Yes.
No.
He raises bees.
He raises bees.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Man.
My bad.
Hey,
well, I mean, if you raised a bee, you
would
know.
It's hard to paint the little numbers on there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're out of time. You have a great weekend, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and we'll see you Monday.